AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 17 people are dead, 28 others wounded in an attack and standoff in a hotel in Mogadishu, Somalia. The attack began with a suicide car bombing outside the hotel, with gunmen then storming the building. Police officials say it took security forces more than 12 hours to retake the building. Among the dead, Somalia's ambassador to Switzerland, all of the suspected gunmen. Italy's highest court has overturned the murder conviction against American Amanda Knox and her ex-boyfriend over the 2007 slaying of her roommate.
I'm incredibly grateful for what has happened, for the justice I've received.
Knox spent nearly 4 years in prison immediately after that killing. Gunfire in Boston leaves an officer in critical condition in an induced coma and a suspect dead. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says it began when officers made a traffic stop.
As they were approaching the motor vehicle, one of the occupants of the pulled over motor vehicle came out. He turned, he fired, he shot one of our officers under the right eye.
And other officers returned fire, killing the suspect. A former University of Mississippi student has been indicted by a federal grand jury allegedly hanging a noose and a former Georgia State flag that featured the Confederate battle emblem on a campus statue honoring civil rights pioneer James Meredith. AP's Emily Wagstaff Pettis reports Meredith wanted the state to bring charges.
James Meredith says he thinks it's a shame that the state authorities turned this over to the federal government for prosecution rather than doing it themselves. He says it sends the wrong signal that that's the only way black people can get justice in Mississippi is by having federal authorities handle a case.
Voter turnout is said to be heavy today in Nigeria as people cast ballots in a presidential election that analysts say is too close to call. This is AP Radio News. Search dogs are being brought in to look for at least two men thought missing in an explosion that wrecked three apartment buildings in New York.
The explosion that leveled three East Village buildings and heavily damaged a fourth looks like a gas explosion, but Mayor Bill de Blasio says nothing will be certain until investigators can get into the basement where it originated.
Once the debris is largely cleared and the fire is fully extinguished, then there will be the ability to do a full investigation, of course, a full cleanup of the area. That will take days.
More than a day after the blast, fire crews continued to pour water on the hot spots. The building had just failed an inspection of an installation to expand its gas service. The violations were not considered to be a safety problem. Warren Levinson, New York.
A jury rejects a sex discrimination lawsuit against a Silicon Valley-based venture capital firm. The jury says the company did not discriminate against Ellen Powell because she was a woman. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.